Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 8, 2021. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We'd like to inform our listeners that because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we're not able to give you our usual show and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Diaspora Forum. This evening, we are discussing about the rise in COVID-19 cases in the country, the Omicron variant, and the issue of permits for Zimbabweans in South Africa.
But first, the Ministry of Health reported yesterday that five people died of COVID-19, while 4,031 others tested positive. As at 7 December 2021, Zimbabwe had 145,632 confirmed cases, including 129,006 recoveries and 4,718 deaths.
To date, a total of 3,896,589 people have had their first doses against COVID-19, while 2,910,953 received their second doses.
And we are also talking about a meeting that was held yesterday between the Zimbabwe community in South Africa and the South African Deputy President David Mabuza, where they discussed the issue of expiring Zimbabwe accession papers and what the South African government can do to help the affected people.
Let's talk. We are going to be joined by our guest, who we are going to introduce shortly. But totangatambotarisa nekukurukura nerurimi rwaamai zvatiri kutaura nhasi muchirongwa Diaspora Forum Live Talk uri musi wechitatu 8 Zvita 2021. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nezvenyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 rarura munyika. Tinoona kuti nezuro chete vanhu vashanu vakafa neCOVID-19, vamwe vanokwana kuita zviuru zvina nemakumi matatu nemumwe 4031 vakawanikwa vaine utachiwana kana kuti denda irori. Zvasiya vanhu vabatwa nedenda irori kubva patanga chirwere munyika vasvika pa145,632, kana kuti zviuru zana nemakumi mana nezvishanu nemazana matanhatu ane makumi matatu nevaviri. Kuchiti vanhu vafa neCOVID-19 kusvika pari nhasi vave zviuru zvina nemazana manomwe negumi nevasere 4,718. Ipapo tiri kuona hurumende iri kukurudzira veruzhinji kuti vabayiwe, asi zviri kunzi vanhu vari kuita nhano pfupi pachipangu panyaya yekuenda kunobayiwa, zvaita kuti vanhu vanokwana kuita mamiriyoni matatu nemazana masere ezviuru zvine makumi mapfumbamwe nezvitanhatu vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga 3.8, tingangoti vakusvika pa3.9 million vabayiwa first dose. Vamwe vanokwana kuita 2.9 vachibayiwa nhomba yepiri. Zvino zvinotokurudzirwa kuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba mbiri kuitira kuti unge uchikwanisa kudzivirirwa zvakasimba. Tiri kuona kuti danho irori raakuti nonokei pachitariswa zvazvichitariswa nehurumende kuti panopera gore vanhu vanokwana kuita 10 million vanofanira kunge vabayiwa kana kuti zvikamu makumi matanhatu kubva muzana. Takanzwawo nezuro pamusangano wakaitwa wemakurukota pachiburiswa chisungo chekuti vanenge vasina kubayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 mumazuva mashoma ari kuteera vanogona kukundikana kupinda mumabhazi. Those without COVID-19 vaccinations won't be allowed to get into public transport. Ndo imwe move iri kunzi iri kuda kuitwa kana umwe urongwa huda kuitwa nehurumende. Ndo nyaya dzatiri kukurukura tichionawo kuti iro denda reCOVID-19 riri kubata zvakadii vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kuda kuenda kumusha munguva ino yeKrisimusi. Tichakurukurawo pamusangano wakaitwa nesangano reZimbabwe Community in South Africa neutungamiri weSouth Africa, hurumende, mutevedzeri wemutungamiri weSouth Africa waJeff Mabuza, pamwe nemamwe madzishe nevamwe vakuru vakuru muhurumende, panyaya yemagwaro eZimbabwe Exemption Permits, kuti vaone kuti zvii zvingaitwa, inzira dzipi dzingashandiswa kuti magwaro iwayo anga achivhurwa kuti anga achishanda zvakare, kana kuti vana veZimbabwe vawaniswe dzimwe nzira dzokuti vange vachigara muSouth Africa zviri pamutemo. Ndo nyaya dzatiri kukurukura nhasi, Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke khonoko ke okwethulwa nguJonga namhla ke kuDiaspora Forum sikhangela kakhonoko ke okweCOVID-19. Siyakwazi ukuthi Omicron imkhakha omutsha lo ungaluthwalise nzima abantu kwele Zimbabwe. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abahlanu, 5, ababulewe umkhuhlane lo izolo. Kuthi ke abayi 4031 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala belegciwane leCOVID-19. Ngesikhathi esifanayo bathole abantu abayi 40 asebe pepe umkhuhlane lo masika ngena kusukela nyakenye sokuba abantu 4718 asebabulawa iCOVID-19 phakathi kwabantu abayi 145,632 abadabha igcikwane leCOVID-19 asebaphepha umkhuhlane lo bafika 129,006 kuzo kuthi ama active cases khona manje abantu abahambahambayo kodwa bayelo umkhuhlane lo bafika 11,908 kuzo sithi ke asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yokuqala yokuzivikela umkhuhlane weCOVID-19 bayi 3,896,589 asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili bayi 2,910,953 zaphinda njalo khonapho 2,910,953 So abahlatshwe izolo ijekiseni yakuqala bafika 14,334 kuzo futhi abahlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili by 18,587. So kukhanya ke kunjalo njalo uhlangothi lolu lwezempilakahle lukhuthaza abantu ukuthi bahlatshwe amajekiseni lawa bagqoke ama mask njalo bayenze lokho okuthiwa i-social distancing ngesikhathi esifanayo bageze izandla besebenzisa amanzi alesepa kumbe ama sanitizers. So ke kunjalo khonokho kwethulwa ngabantu. So, I guess you had an interview with Dr. Matsorera. Maybe you can talk about this,
This also, yes, Gibbs, I had an interview with Dr. Henry Matsorera about the rise in COVID-19 cases and deaths and the discovery of Omicron variant in Zimbabwe, and also the announcement by Health Minister and Deputy President Constantino Chiwenga, that the fourth wave is in the country. So I spoke with Dr. Matsorera. Dr. Henry Matsorera is a former Minister of Health and is the MDC Alliance Secretary for Health, Gibbs.
Yes, let's listen to this interview that he did.
Yes, I'm going to
Nokurenge kune dziwa riri kutenderera ungawe munongedzo here weyo Omicron yati kutaura nezvayo Mishonga ipi ingakurudzirwa kuti vanhu vanenge vachidziya muviri kana kuti vanofungidzira kuti vangadai vane flu idzodzi vange vachinwa
Mashoko amungasiira vateereri. Shoko kuru
Very well, Jonga. So you can tell listeners what Dr. Mazarera is saying there.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Gibbs. Dr. Mazarera was advising people that the virus is amongst us, and those who are yet to get vaccinated, they should do so immediately. And those who are hesitant to get their second dose, they should also do so. He advised that people should continue washing their hands, sanitizing, avoid gatherings, and also making sure that people don't like just go to weddings, funerals, and all that. You know, in our African culture, sometimes you say, if I don't go to so-and-so's funeral, what will the public say about that? Or relatives, what will they say about that? Mm. I think it's time for people to consider that. And he also reminded people that we are in the middle of the fourth wave.
Yes, Junga. So there are some people who are actually directly affected by COVID-19. And one of them is a gentleman who lives in Bulawayo. He is stranded right now in terms of, you know, his family. So he was talking to Ezra Chisaspanda about his predicament. So he told Ezra Chisaspanda that he was evicted by his wife because he no longer has money. And Ezra tried to talk to the wife, and he couldn't manage to get hold of the wife. So let's listen to what Mr. Mlotwa is saying about his life due to COVID-19. He is really, really a sad man. So let's listen to this interview. Yes, of course.
Second billion,
Brussels, the Roman China.
The Hindus?
Yes.
And what would I say?
But what I'm naming woman and
loan to talk on your caravan.
Yea, most kind of avant of arms.
One who can number
mean and shall I look for you?
That is a little water with the shallow cocoa.
Hey, can you say anything?
Is you not cocoa?
Is your cocoa? Oh, army. And
I want to remember this one of it.
But we have a number of one.
Who is the day?
In the Vice President, Emerson, Tambu, Mnangagwa, and Lokombridge, which was a soldier, or in health, and which my last meeting is a very big. Then I see the news,
enjoy the Puma life in South Africa. We go to get a good cafe, or we go from China, China, who are just figuring eating up. Equal eating natural, economically, in South Africa. Move South Africa, we are China, I'm in Nigeria. Ask away, so we are going to our super economically. And the last name, China Lapa, Lapun Chosen, Elton Antola, the Tonga.
There are Jonga. So Mr. Mlotshwa is a very, very bitter man. He's saying he's lost his wife, one. And secondly, you know, he's now living with his grandmother because his wife has actually abandoned him. As I indicated, you know, as a Jesus wonder, I attempted to talk to the wife, but it was a bit hard for him to do that. So then he says he's failing to support his kids and he's now living with the grandmother. Sometimes he lives on the streets and he's really finding it difficult to eke out a living. So according to him, you know, sometimes he gets a bit of money here and there for his two kids, but life is very, very tough. Mm-hmm. So he's appealing for help and he's saying maybe COVID is just a myth, you know, because he hasn't seen people having COVID. And he says mostly it could be in South Africa because there's a port there and there's so many people that are coming through from Nigeria, from Asia and other countries, people who converge in South Africa. He says, keep COVID there, not in Zim. So he's very adamant, you know, about that kind of effect. So there you are. Yeah.
Yeah, Ingwe Kauma Gibson, Utrukun's was a caracuti, Imamungwame, Yakovit, Yoi, Mone Kusa, Virana Kurifka, Kanyanya Mudzimba, Vajinji, one water Serapukungo, Nesana Funchitka Mudzimba, Dawana Baba, Wanenga Chinesa, Mazimai, Apotanzwa, Mudzimai, India, Ato, Zinga Murume, Pamba, Murume Ato, Siamusha. Nekuti vanetsana nekusanzwisana. Chandisina kunzwisana ndechekuti baba vanga vaita COVID here kuti vazosiyana naamai.
No, in fact, it's because he says he didn't have money anymore. So he had to leave the household and let the woman look after herself and her kids. So he says right now she's got another person that she's seeing at home. And he says, well, that's what life is all about. But he's a totally heartbroken man. And he says, you know, life is very unfair. He used to work at Tenel in Bulawayo. That was a very big company. And then when he tried to go to South Africa, I was told, you know, the borders are closed and he couldn't go there. So he says he's finding life very tough. Yeah. So maybe let's cross over to this other issue concerning, you know, South African permits. These are permits, special permits that were obtained by Zimbabweans. There are roughly about 178,000 Zimbabweans under these special permits. And yesterday, Ngabuto Mabena of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa met with South African Vice President David Mabuza and the King of Zulu. So they were discussing this issue, and the King of Zulu actually promised some other time back that he will hold a meeting with the South African authorities and these people that are from Zimbabwe to discuss this issue. So let's hear a little bit of what Mr. Mabena said about this issue.
Yesterday, we had a meeting with the Deputy President of South Africa. This follows the presentation that we did to His Majesty, or King Makosonge II, in respect to the challenges around documentation following a decision by the South African Cabinet not to extend Zimbabwe exemption permits. We've been engaging a number of organizations like the African National Congress, the government itself, trade unions like COSATU, unions affiliated to it, other social formations, civil society around the documentation of Zimbabweans. We felt it was necessary to also present our case to His Majesty so that His Majesty could assist us. Indeed, His Majesty then invited us so that we present our case to the Deputy President of South Africa, Honorable David Mabuza. We are not sure what is likely to happen, but the Deputy President promised to look into the issues that we raised. Because we all know that the majority of the holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permits are from Matabeleland. There is a strong historical link between Amandebele of Zimbabwe and Amandebele of South Africa, and also the broader South African society.
So, briefly, this is exactly what Mr. Ngamato Mapena said about the meeting, you know, that they held this meeting with Mr. David Mabuza, and all that they are looking for is the way forward in terms of getting new permits, or maybe new visas and something like that. So there you are, Chonga.
And this is what I'm going to Mutungamiri with San Andreas Bago community in South Africa, Van Abuto Mabena, Wachitaura Kuti Nezuro, Wakaita Musangano, Pakati, Pe Sangano Rao, Ne Mutevaziro Mutungamiri, Wenika South Africa, Wadift Mabuza, Wachukurukura, Nzira Zawanga, Kwanisana Zuguti, Urumende South Africa, Ibatsire Zaro, Shismapo, Shirum South Africa, Tanga Zishirara Manema Kwaro, Zimbabwe Exemption Papers, kuti vanga vachibvumidzwa kushanda nekudzidza nekurarama vari muSouth Africa. Saka vari kuti vanotarisirawo kuti dzimwe nguva zvichabatsira. Asi tinonzwa kuti kune vamwe vakaita nzirawo yekuenda kumatarezi mhosva vachiedza kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa inge ichimanikidzwa nemutemo kuti inge ichipa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe izvozvo ugaro kana yatingati permanent residence muSouth Africa vachishandisa chikamu chemutemo chinoti kana munhu wakanga wagara munyika kwemakore anodarika gumi wave nekodzero yekuti unge uchipiwa permanent residence. Saka tichanzwawo kana takakwanisa kubata vesangano riri kuita divi rekuenda kumatare kuti tinzwe kuti vasvika papi nenyaya yeGibbs.
Isinge sizwe ke ngesindebele ikhuluma khona kuke umnumzana Mabena
wasesho ke ukuthi hayi sakhuluma ke lomphathi ntambo wezangaphakathi ubaba uMtswele bazi izikhalo zethu ukuthi kuyinokungenziwa. Okwakhathesi usami khonaphana ukuthi amakliniki kavuseleke, kodwa kasikwazi ke kusiya phambili ngengxoxo lezo ezikhona ukuthi kuyinokuzaphuma. Yikho ke ebesikwenza izolo, kanti ke siyaqhubeka futhi sikhuluma lenhlangano eziningi eze-South Africa. Namhlanje sike sathintana le-South African Council of Churches esicabanga ukuthi soba lo mhlangano labo maduze sikhulumisana nabo. Okwenza ukuthi sikhulumisane lenhlanganiso ze-South Africa labaholi kumbe namakhosi yokuthi udaba lolu lokungavuselela amaphemithi ludaba oluthinta labantu beSouth Africa singathi naba-progressive esilobuhlobo lamo esiphila lamo, ngoba esikubonayo imihla ngemihla yilabo abazibiza put South Africa First labo Action SA abagijima phambili abathi sibuyele emuva. Egameni le-solidarity bekungazwakali abami lathi abayizizalwane ze-South Africa ukuthi bayasekela njengoba sihlezi labo kuhle, ikakhulu abantu ababuya eMathebeleleni kabaqali ukuza e-South Africa namuhla. Abantu baqala ukuza e-South Africa ngama-40s nama-50s. Basuke lapha obaba nabanewethu labo mama labo dadewethu besiya empini yenkululeko besuka khona apha eSouth Africa. Abanye babo abafanana lo babo ngasekho emhlabeni uMakhatini Guduza ozala ongumongameli eMthwakazi Liberation Front babe vele bekukomithi ayinika lo ngasekho emhlabeni omongameli wokuqala uTata uMandela babemnika ukudla ngesikhathi ecatshile engasiwa eRobben Island. Bese kuba nabafana lobaba uNkobi oye kulilima owaba ngu-Treasurer General we-African National Congress. Yikho-ke ubudlelwano bethu bukhulu ubudlelwano esilabo. Yikho-ke nxa sekuyilesi sikhathi ngoba abantu abaningi abalamafamily babuya eMathekeleleni. Qakathekile ukuthi sikhumbule ingonyama yethu yamaNdebele, sikhumbule futhi esilobudlelwano labo ukuthi nanti udaba osoluhlupha la bese beseluleka lapha beluleka khona. Yikho-ke asikwazi ukuthi kuzaphumani, kodwa-ke hhayi sisiyaxoxisana. Siyabonga.
Yeah, so what Mr. Mapena is saying here is that they are using certain means to, you know, try to get some of these papers. And he says one of the ways is to actually engage the South African government, like what they did yesterday through Mr. Mabuza. And the other way of doing that is to engage cultural leaders. So he says maybe there is some kind of, you know, very deep relations between the South Africans and some people who are in Zimbabwe. So he says they may take advantage of that as well and use all means to get these papers instead of, you know, maybe rushing to courts and so forth. So he says at the end of the day, they're not sure what is going to happen about this issue, but they're trying by all means to get around this kind of a problem. So it's simply because he says most of the people who are holders of these papers are not eligible for any other visas.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, they are not engineers, they are not doctors, they are not scientists like nuclear physicists and so forth. So they may fail altogether to renew or to get new kind of visas.
Kind of visas. Yeah. What I maybe will ask some of our guests is, if these people will be eligible for asylum or political asylum,
mm-hmm.
because those are some of the questions that I'm getting from some people who are inquiring about this, these other means to stay in South Africa legally.
Mm-hmm. So let's see who we have right now. I think we've got our guests lined up. I think one of them is Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is a holder of the permits, and the other one is Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. So let's start with Mr. Sipho Ngulube. Welcome to the program, Babu Ngulube.
Yabonga baba uDube, njani lonke sithi?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu, yeah. So sinobaba lapho ujonga kanemeli. Joka, maybe you can ask the first question.
I'm not sure whether Mr. Ngulube attended yesterday's meeting or he knows what came out of the meeting yesterday.
No, I didn't attend, but I've been following up all the proceedings.
Okay, thank you so much and welcome, Mr. Ngulube. Maybe you can explain to our listeners the benefits from such a meeting or from these meetings.
There are benefits. We need to engage the stakeholders, all the stakeholders in the country, the government, the traditional leaders. But I think at this point we are a bit too late. We should have been doing this long time ago. But I know some of the leaders have been doing that. But the problem is there are some organizations who took the government to court. Those are the challenges. But I think the way the Mabenas and the other groups are doing, that's the way to go. We have to engage the government. We have to engage the Council of Churches, all stakeholders in the country, because we are in the country. We are beggars in this country. So we can't demand. We have to talk to the people in a nice way. That's the way to go.
Yeah, so I'm going
to go to the next one. njengoba ujonge ebuza ukuthi kuyasisiza, hey kuyasisiza, but njengoba ngisisho ukuthi ngicabanga ukuthi lokhu sokungani sesilate, but vele yindlela okufanele ukuthi ngabe siyisebenzisa ukuthi sikhulume labaphethe, sikhulume labahulumende, sikhulume labaphethe ngezenkolo, sikhulume labaphethe ngezesintu, amakhosi. Sincenge phela thina singabantu bemzini siyancenga, akufanele nxa singabantu bemzini sifike sitshaya umthetho emzini wabantu. Kufanele sibahloniphe, siguqe ngedolo, sihlabe ngedolo phansi sincenge. Kufanele ukuthi yindlela ebesiyenza leyo, kodwa ngibona ngani sesileti ngoba kulabanye asebethethe uhulumende bamusekhothi. So abathethe uhulumende bamusekhothi kusho ukuthi ngendlela sebemfosa ukuthi uhulumende enze lokhu abakufunayo, kuyindlela engani embona engani isenza singathandeki lapha ekhaya.
Yes, we also have Mr. Dr. Moses Ncube. Mr. Ncube, how are you? I think Mr. Ncube has got some connectivity issues, or maybe he's there. Mr. Ncube, can you hear me? Very fine. Hold on. Mr. Ncube, I think you've been cut a little bit, but now I can see you. So go ahead, Mr. Ncube. Maybe Chonga pose a question to him there.
Yeah, Mr. Ncube, how are you?
I think he has got... Yeah, okay. Ncube, yes, please, Obama.
Yes, Nyalizo.
Oh, yeah, I can also hear you. Mr. Ncube, welcome to our show. There is this challenge that some Zimbabweans or some organizations in South Africa, they took the South African government to court over the Zimbabwe exemption papers, and some are seeing this as an impediment to what they are saying is supposed to be a mutual case or an issue that should not be politicized or taken to, for legal recourse. What's your take on this? Because some are saying, or those, the proponents, they are saying that if one stays in a country for 10 years, he's supposed to be eligible for permanent residence, and that's the course that they are trying to follow by going to court.
Thank you very much. This is we are in a fix of a situation, if I may put it, because you find that you have been allowed by grace, but now you want to formalize it by law. It actually becomes a problem. When you are given amnesty, it means that there is something that you are not doing right and there is an amnesty. Then after the amnesty, for you to then turn back against the person who gave you amnesty will be disingenuous, as it were. So I think the mistake that we make is, you see caterpillars top of the tree, then you think of cutting the tree so that you get them. It tells you that the next year you will be in hunger and death, as it were. So I personally do not subscribe to the notion of going to the courts. Because the other thing is you need to have a social contract with the citizens as well. You should be welcomed by the citizens rather than the law. So it can be problematic to have the law being a friend of yours and then the citizens being not so much your friends, as it were. So I concur with what Mr. Mabena and others have been doing, and I thank them for that, to say we need to negotiate. And everything, even where there is war, you go for, you take the negotiation route, it usually brings the best results in most cases. Thank you.
Yeah, so I said to you, I will make a connoisseur.
Yeah, ngithike lapha sizithola siphakathi komumo onzima kakhulu ukuthi amaphepha siyawafuna, kumele siwathole. Abanye bethu ke bafuna ukuthi basebenzise umthetho ukuthi bawathole. Kukanti ke thina abanye sicabanga ukuthi kufune ukuthi kukhulunyiswane, ngoba into yonke yenziwa ngokukhulunyiswana. Nxa umuntu kade ungalamaphepha wasekuxolela, wathi hayi, wathi sikunike leli phepha njengoba kade ungela, then wena-ke phambili umntwana nxa esekuphile, suseqa susima laphana bazi inganekwane leyana ukuthi inyoka yayibanjwe lilitshe bayisusa, ngicabanga ukuthi bayangizwisisa ukuthi nje nga usukutshintsho kwintolothana ususiya emthethweni wena wawuxolelwe kumbe singathi ubuganga ngenye indlela akusahambi ngendlela ubuntu kabukuvumi khonoko ubuntu ukuthi utholakale lawe umi kubi nga abanye basebe kuzwela bakumisa kahle nga wena usumi kahle sifuna ukuthi abantu labana uthatheke izankosi babophe ngazo akuhambelani khona lokho njalo ukuhlala noma kungaphi akuhlalwa ngomthetho kuhlalwa ngokwemukelwa yilabo bantu bakuleyo ndawo okumele sikucele ke yikuthi abanikazi bendawo basivumele ukuthi sihlale yibo futhi abangasincengela umthetho ukuthi usivumele ukuthi sihlale singabi ngabantu abagamula isihlahla ngoba befuna amacimbi futhi ukuthi ngomnyaka olandelayo labo bantu baza kufa ngendlala ngoba isihlahla secimbi nxa singasekho lecimbi kalikho kutsho ukuthi sokuyindlala ke yona le ngiyabonga
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sicela ubambe lapho ke let's bring in Mr. Vusumuzi Spanda I think you can go ahead Chunga and put Mr. Spanda here
Yes, Dr. Spanda, welcome to our show.
Good afternoon, thank you.
You're welcome. Dr. Spanda, we understand there are some Zimbabweans who met yesterday with the South African Deputy President, Mr. David
Mabuza,
and they were talking about the issue of Zimbabwe exemption permits. And your organization is also working on that, but going to court, taking the South African government to court. May you explain where your government is at the moment with that regards to Zimbabwe exemption permits?
Well, thank you very much. I think for us, what is very important, it's unfortunate that in our view, you see, from when the dispensation permits in Oriel came in, there's always been people that say, look, they are the ones that have been negotiating to have these permits renewed, and which is obviously something that is neither here nor there. And the meeting that was held yesterday, for example, it was premised on saying, you know, people that are in South Africa are mainly people from Machabeleland who fled, you know, Kukurawundi, or who has got ancestors, you know, that originated from South Africa. And even if they don't have direct parents, because citizenship can, you know, be by descent, by your direct parents, not your grandparents. So when you look at that narrative, in our view, it is a narrative that is fatal at law, because there's no provision, you know, for that. That's the first thing. Secondly, when you look at, the Deputy President Mabuza, he is part of the cabinet that made a decision that there shall be no more extension, you know, of the permits, you know, the ZTP permits. What essentially that means is the government has stepped down after extending permits for 11 years and has come to a decision to say we are not going to extend them anymore. And then you want to say, no, we are going to go back to these people and beg them to change that. The government would look very stupid if they made a decision today and then unmake that decision. We know that this decision has been made because of a lot of South Africans and political parties who are extreme, you know, right-wing, you know, nationalists, who are saying now they want South Africa closed down, and the ANC now controls from the municipal elections only 46%, you know, of the electorate, you know, voted for the ANC, and, you know, in 2016, it was, I think, about 56% or slightly more, which means it was still above half, and now they've gone down. So the reason why they decided they will not be extending these permits anymore, it is a political decision based on how they feel that they are losing in terms of, you know, a popularity, mainly because of its position towards, you know, migration. And the parties that have won, particularly Action SA and DA, have been very, you know, vocal about, you know, migration and keeping the borders tight. So the ANC is not going to backflip from that. Now, when you say you want people to try and negotiate, this is the position where we are now, where initially there was a court case which we were not really part of because some people had taken the matter to court to say, okay, they wanted a decision, you know, to be made way before the announcement. So now we are fully fledged in the case now as the African diaspora and a lot of the ZTP you know, holders that we have had meetings with. On Tuesday, we're going to have our first urgent court meeting following the decision of the 24th of November and the directive 10 of 2021, which was issued, you know, on the 30th, which specifically says that the grace period of 12 months, it will only be applicable to those people who will show proof that they have applied for a visa in the mainstream by the 1st of January. And we are approaching the court on an urgent basis because we are saying from the 24th when the decision was made to the 31st of December, to start with, in order for somebody to apply for a mainstream visa, they will need a police clearance from South Africa and from Zimbabwe. A police clearance in South Africa takes about minimum 6 weeks, but it never 6 weeks, it takes up to 8 weeks. In Zimbabwe, if someone has to go and try and get that police clearance, there is now a lockdown, I mean, there is now mandatory, you know, quarantine when you get into Zimbabwe, 10 days. And if you send money, I think, you know, you send an application from South Africa, it's US$75. And the bulk of the people that we're talking about are people that really, you know, are at the bottom, you know, of the food chain, that cannot afford, you know, those resources. And we as human rights, you know, lawyers and activists, we are saying this is not possible. And the government has not really thought through this process properly because, number one, the time frame that it has given people to migrate to mainstream, you know, visas is inadequate. Number two, it is impossible within 12 months because people that make application for permits in South Africa, it takes up to about 12 months, 18 months. But to think that within 12 months, when the government was failing to deal with ZEP within a year, in 2017, some people ended up getting their ZEP permits at the end of 2018. So all these factors tell us that, you know, this is going to be impossible to implement, apart from the initial fact that says some of the people, the majority of the people that are holders of ZEP permits, when they were given the so-called ZEP, which is what a lot of people are forgetting, the minister made a statement on this, I think last week, Minister Mtualeti. He said that when they looked at the asylum seeker system or the refugee center, there were about 200,000 people in 2008 or so from Zimbabwe that were applying for asylum. So what they did is they took people from the asylum seeker system who ordinarily qualify for asylum and said, don't worry about the asylum, move to a special permit called the Zimbabwe Exemption Permit, without vetting these people to see who were genuine political asylees and economic asylees. Now, having done that, it means they deprived those people of an opportunity that are political asylees with a genuine case to have their issues determined in terms of, you know, the international law on asylum seekers and refugees. And now, all of a sudden, they'll then say, go back. And the law is very clear about non-refoulement, that you cannot send someone back to a country where they fear for their life. So if we sit down and fold our hands and think that, you know, people are going to negotiate, we have got people that are asylum seekers who cannot, if they are sent back, they may lose their lives. So at the end of the day, we have to come in terms of the law and ensure that the rights of all the people are protected.
Yes, I want to go to Babaswanda. What do you have to say? I want to go to the Lina very well. Whatever happens to Tavalolo, empty Randava. If I want to go to the permanent residence, Governor Bantu. So about to go to the country in Konoko.
Baita maboka maviri arikurugira kuti vana veZimbabwe vange vachibatsirwa nenyaya yemagwaro eZimbabwe Exemption Papers. Kune vakasangana nemutevedziro mutungamiri wenyika vaDavid Mabuza nezuro muSouth Africa nevamwe vakuru vakuru vemadzishe nemisangano renyu Dr. Swanda riri kuitawo nzira dzekuenda kumatare edzimhosva. Tingonzwa kuti maapapi uye kuti kune vamwe vari kugumisa kuenda kumatare.
Ichoko adichojo, pane wanu wariku gunumuna kuti ayo wa mtemo wa ushandi. Asi, apana chimcha unuita chitripa mtemo paspanerinu. Jandanya nchono ndozo kuti munu South Africa pane wanu wanoshanda wa tina mapepa. Wanonzi wanu wasiri munyika chitripa mtemo. Munu ye akazingwa basa asa kupiwa mari zake kana kuti wanova, my employers ake. Aka daida wama fez kuti imusunge na kuti anama paper. Muni hiyo anekozere kuti aende kusisi eme anota ayu wanda zingwa nisa upi wa mari. Mtemo ndio unoto mirira mwje utawane mari yake. Ashuna pasa utanga chanda sinama paper. Saka chatukuta wareko zinojo tinerando wakapita mnika ino. Varima asylum seekers. Uyeze wanwa karisa. Wawane kodzero, zinova kakutu wakoneo kukumbira, kutu wawane chukumbiro chukua wakarwe muno. Saka izo zati kwenye chungo zuregera, ni kutu wana wakone kushimiririra. Ndiyo saka patiriko zuno, wakata ura na wawa David Mavuza, wanova David President. Ati wano kuti, zuno batiri, astate ayo wangawa ite shumano kuitao. Nenye kuti, wa David Mavuza, he part of cabinet. Cabinet, ndiyo ya kaita decision, kutu ayo watisha extend. And pane, pale zvinhu zvakaita kuti vasa extend inyaya yepolitics kuti vana vachadi vanhu vanobva kunze kwenyika iko zvino vari kuti vanokumbira kuti aiwa ngavataudzane nawo asi pana na South Africa vana put South Africa first vanotogwa kuti havadi vanhu vomu South Africa saka kana vakabvumikwa kuti aiwa chigarai nekuti makumbira ko ava veput South Africa first vari kugara vachimacha vachiti vanotogwa vanenge vachida kuti vagare vanenge vasingadi zvinongofanira nekuenda kukoti pane vanhu vakawanda vanoti aiwa vana vari kudzingwa hawafani kukudzingwa ni kuchaka pavaka piwa mapepa aya papa ni matambudziko mzimbabo matambudziko yu hasata chinja saka mako vazosira nusha ita sei gama regezi kwa gara saka pano torine mapatu mamili wanotu wana gama gare wanotu wana gama hendi kulichichi kukumbira niko kuchu wana gare shakanaka achizi choko wani chocho choko wani ndecho kuti pane code zero zinonda kuti zichenge tezwe zewanu wakara munu makore makumi ese aya ezo kuti havanga ngodzingwi nhasi nemwedzi 12 ndavaburi nekuti tinoziva kuti havagoni kuwana pamapepa ekugara muno.
Dr. Swanda, ndisati ndakudzoserai kuna Gibbs. Pane nyaya yekuti kune vagara vanga vachiita hurukuro nehurumende yeSouth Africa vachiita kuti nyaya dzemagwaro dzinge dzichibudirira. Imi maakuoneka sekunge maakuda kutokanganisa nhaurirano dzagara dzanga dzichiitwa nevamwe vanga vachiita zvichibudirira. Munoti
ichocho achizi chokwadi nekuti pane vanhu vagara makore ese panogara pachiitwa pachirinyiwa mafemiti vanenge vachifamba vachiudza vanhu kuti aiwa isusu ndisu tinomhanya mberi chonotaura nehurumende tisu tinoita kuti mapepa aya rinyiwe inhema idzodzo vanhu vari kupira vanhu mari makore ese tinogara tichigwa nevanhu vachibhadharisa vanhu mari kuti inzira yavo yekurarama zvigevenhu izvozvi takatombozviripota kuti aiwa pane vanhu vari kuita zvisiri mumutemo vana chechiuta vanga vachishanda nevanhu vakatoita pamba vakatobatsira vanhu mahara nekuti vanhu vaibhadhariswa ma350 kuti vaite mapointment chete saka tinoziva kuti pane vanhu vanoshandisa kusaziva kwevanhu vozviita ivo vanobatsira ivo vachitobira vanhu ndo zvinhu zvakatoshata zvati kutorwisa iko zvino kuti aiwa apa pane kodzero hatisi kuda kutaura nezvinhu zvevanhu vari kuda kuti vaite kunge ndiwo vana Jesu vari kubatsira vanhu ivo vachibatsira vanhu isu tichiziva kuti hapana zvavari kuita.
So ubambe konapo ke Dr. Spanda ungaita chana sizwe ke lapa ke ubaba Usipho Ngulube. Baba Ngulube sicela kuti ukanye konapa sikubone kuhle. Sikubona ke baba. So ke what's your reaction to what
Tuwezi ya maazi mshuwa uwa kuswanda uwa ama feta wa choyo uonke anze nangana atredile uwa utiba bamele abantuwe Zimbabwe china sinje kwa lapa sikaze sikontakwe not even one permit holder in yazi ya wakwa kumala ya mtuwa wae represente koti ende nga siti ena ama Zimbabwe ama nenyi asuwa ku aslam temiti baya kuma permit ai aslam permit vele sasuka kiyo sonke but siyakwazi sokuthi vele sasingafiti ku aslam 99% of 99.99% ama aslam ama Zimbabwe sasidinga umsebenzi kuphela sasingabaleleli impi sasingabaleleli political prosecution eka it can be 0.0 something abantu abalekela abale 2 na sele ukuthi bafuna ama aslam e South Africa. Okuchiwa kube kurokana ukuthi laxolelwa ngeamnesty. Iamnesty siphiwa ama aslam lawo abanye babevele bangala ama passport abanye babela ama aslam abanye babela ama ID e South Africa abathole ngendlela engayisiyo bathwasa rendani silixolelwe So ngabe ngayithathi yona leyo point yokuqala, that's the beginning point omele sichaze ngayo. Kuba buhlungu kakhulu abantu abafunde abagaxileyo sibili abagaxa amabhatha abamisleader, phela ikumisleader the whole generation lo. Kubuhlungu lokhu du, kubuhlungu kakhulu.
Ye, ngesilungu ngathi na umphembe ngesilungu la.
I don't know how I can put it because I'm like feeling you know when you dream with your indigenous language. I'm feeling like I can't even say anything.
Yeah.
It's not in presenting our faith in the right way. He's saying most of the Zimbabweans who migrated to Kemet were Aslam seekers, genuine Aslam seekers. I can tell you most of us were Aslam Kemet. But we're not genuine Aslam seekers. About 99%, 99 point something percent of those people went for Aslam permits because that was the easiest way of getting something to be recognized and stay and work here. We've got our chiefs using those Aslam permits. We moved our chiefs from Zimbabwe to Lenin here with those Aslam permits. But we were never threatened by anything. We were running away from the economic situation on the ground in Zimbabwe. And now they are saying they are representing us. They have never contacted us. We don't know anyone who is saying they have been contacted by these organizations. They are representing us. Who are they representing?
Okay, thank you very much. Stay on the line. Let's bring in Chonga Kanemiri. Maybe Chonga, talk to Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. About this particular issue, I think it's a pending issue, really.
Yes, maybe he was listening to both the previous speakers, and you know he's itching to respond. Go ahead, Mr. Ncube. I think he's on mute.
Go ahead, Ncube.
Thank you very much. You know, we are not saying that we are going to the east or we are going to the west, but we need to look at balance. What Sibanda is saying, Dr. Sibanda, some of his points, yes, can be taken into account. But I would like to bring him to the fact that this is a political issue, which was politically decided, as it were. And even Action SA and other organizations are actually gaining mass through this thing, where they are saying foreigners must go. And I suppose that is a very dangerous narrative if it's to grow in Africa. So it is a political issue. You cannot run away from that. Then it is also a social issue. Because if you are given a permit, you are having a neighbor that you must live with. At your workplace, you must have your colleagues that you live with. Unless you and them are in agreement about your existence, that would be a disaster. It's also an economic issue to say people came here due to economic reasons and also political reasons. And even for people to refuse even to go, there is the economic aspect that is there. Then I would love to get to the legality part of it. All what we are saying is the way this thing started, it didn't start legally because according to Dr. Sibanda, the implication is that if someone was here illegally, the person was supposed to be arrested, put in jail. But that did not happen. Now, that person who has given you the grace now, you want that person to be the one that is going to jail. It is a problem. We should, as human beings, in the spirit of Ubuntu, have this thing to say, let's sit down and talk about this. There is also a problem with these organizations that represent us in courts, because you will find that some people actually are actually seeking a mileage or political mileage, whether personal mileage or celebrity mileage out of this, which is a problem. And some of them might not even be affected directly by these things. So they need what Ngulube is saying, to say people should talk to those who are affected. Then we pave the way to say what do we require to be done. But this top-down approach by Sibanda and others, I think it's counterproductive. Thank you.
Yes, and Sibanda was here, but I cannot see him anymore. I think he's coming back very shortly. Maybe it's because of the network issue. So, briefly, what's happening?
Yeah, ngesindebele ngingathi mina ubaba uSibanda kukhona okunye akuchoyo okuzwayo ukuthi loba osuhleli elizweni ye umthetho uyangena kodwa ke indlela uSibanda kubeka ngayo wenza angathi vele kumele kuphilwe ngokuthi kuyiwa emthethweni njalo uthi yena uyala ukuthi into le yinto elozombangazwe ngoba into le isetshenziswa izinhlanganiso ezila ezinye sezithola usekelo ngokuthi zithi khona amaZimbabweans awaxotshwe ngaleyo ndlela. So ke futhi ke ngithi mina ingenisa futhi lokudlelwano lento ukuthi lapho ohlala khona kumele ukuthi umakhelwane wakho akwemukele livumelane ukuthi ngomakhelwane wami sihleli sonke emsebenzini kumele ukuthi khona abantu bakwemukele. Lokho kwenziwa yikuthi livisisane ukuthi ubukhona bakho lapha yinto yokuthi ulohlupho olukhona. We should be spending isikhathi sethu ngabe sisichitha entweni ezifana lalezo ngoba nxa useka usithi usume ngokomthetho kwelinye icele futhi ngikubona kulohlupho kakho.
Yeah, thank you so much. Dr. Spanda, it's your chance now to respond.
In English?
Yes, in English, briefly. And then,
I think, for example,
be conscious of time. Time is up.
Okay. If you look at what Ms. Ngulube said and what Ms. Mapena was saying, they clearly say that a lot of people ran away, you know, from Makelele because of Kukura Wound. And now they are saying the issue is not political but economic and people don't qualify for economic reasons. We are on the ground. We are in court every day because of illegal immigrants, people that are arrested. And we have got xenophobia that we are in court every day to fight and the National Action Plan, which tells us that people ordinarily from Zimbabwe are not acceptable in South Africa. There is a very huge hatred towards Zimbabweans in any case. And if we are going to neglect that and say people are living today and they are going on to beg, as they are putting it, but they know that Zimbabweans are not likable and all crime now is being attributed to Zimbabweans. So what we are simply saying in a nutshell is basically that, look, we will have different views. We know that the political decision that has been taken by government right now is based on, you know, it's empirical evidence that the ANC is losing support and they will not back down on that because the cabinet has made. And the only way we can do that is to approach the courts because the Zimbabweans that are affected here in terms of the South African Constitution Section 33, which is, judicial review of decisions taken by organs of state and the promotion of just and administrative action, like any other person, they are entitled to have the decisions taken to court so that if they are not properly taken, then a remedy must be put in place. So that is why we are simply saying, if people talk about a top-down approach, even if we had not been informed by people, as an organization, we would have gone to the courts to protect the rights because this is a public interest issue. But unfortunately, over the weekend, we had a meeting on Zoom where there was over 200 people that could join Zoom when many people cannot afford. That meant the decision, they signed a petition that they want that matter in court. So this is informed by the people.
Yeah, Ufa, Chonga.
Yes.
Zvatirikutaura ndezvekuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vagara havadikani pano. Panotori nenyaya yekuti vanodzingwa, zvinhu vanopedza mabasa, vanotora vakadzi vedu, saka havadikani pano. Saka vari kuti ivo kutaura ndiko kuchaita kuti vanhu vadikani pano, hachizvi chokwadi ichocho. Iko zvino vari kunokumbira asi vachiziva kuti pane vanhu vasingavadi. Isusu chinotinetsa panzvimbo pane kodzero, uye kodzero idziri mubumbiro remutemo. Saka kodzero dzevanhu idzodzo dzinosungirirwa kuti dzichengetedzwe kuti vanhu ava vanobva kuZimbabwe vagare muno zviri pamutemo kana mutemo uchivatendera. Hatigoni kunyarara tichiregedza izvozvo nekuti pane vanhu vari kutya kuti tevedzere mutemo nekuti mutemo ndiwo unototi tungamira pane zvinhu zvatinoita.
Thank you very much. On that note, we end our show today. We thank our guest this evening, Dr. Vusi Moses Banda of the Africa Diaspora Forum, Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube, a social commentator, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is the holder of a special permit in this place in South Africa, and Mr. Nabuto Mapena of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni Junga Kandemiri, Ndirum Maryland Rakare, Doti Mara Vakanaka Watere, Musakanganwa, Kurambam Shivera, Nukutsi Girashonga, Studio 7.
Good night.